Chapter 7. The doctor took Miss Rose and Mrs. Maley to see Oliver. Oliver was asleep. His hair was on his face. He didn't look like a nasty boy. Miss Rose sat next to him. She brushed his hair from his face. Oliver smiled in his sleep. "That boy is no thief," said Mrs. Maley. "Dear aunt, he cannot go to prison," said Miss Rose. "My dear love, he won't. Doctor, how can we save him?" asked Mrs. Maley. "I will bully Mr. Giles and Mr. Brittle." "That will do it," said the doctor.
"Then do it," said Mrs. Maley.
A constable was waiting downstairs. "He can't be moved," the doctor said to the constable. Oliver woke up when it was getting dark. The doctor, constable, Miss Rose and Mrs. Maley went to see him. They asked Oliver a lot of questions. Oliver answered them. He told them all about his past. The doctor said, "I'll talk to the servants in the kitchen." The servants sat at the table in the kitchen. The policeman was there too. "How's the boy?" asked Mr. Giles. "He's better." "Are you sure that the boy is the thief?" the doctor asked. He had a scary voice. "Will you swear to God?" There was a knock at the door. Mr. Brittles opened it. "Who is it?" he asked. "Police from Bow Street. You asked us to come." Mrs. Maley came down to see the police. Miss Rose sat with Oliver. "This is where the robbers came in," the doctor told the police. "What about the boy?" the police asked.
"He's not a robber," said the doctor.
"What is he?" asked the police.
"A boy who was hurt in the wood."
"It was an accident," the doctor said. The police spoke to Mr. Giles and Mr. Brittles. The police didn't think Mr. Giles had shot anyone. The police said, "The judge will call the boy if we find a thief."
"Will you bring him to court?"
"Yes," Mrs. Maley and the doctor said. The doctor took Oliver to see Mr. Brownlow. He wasn't at home. He was in the West Indies. Miss Rose and Miss Maley took Oliver to the country for 3 months. Oliver got better. He was very happy. Then Miss Rose became ill. She was terribly sick. Mrs. Maley was extremely scared. "What if Miss Rose dies?" she cried. Mrs. Maley sent Oliver with a letter for the doctor. The doctor came straight away. Mrs. Maley didn't eat. Oliver was scared. Miss Rose was very ill. The doctor looked after her. "How is she?" asked Mrs. Maley.
"Please, be calm," the doctor said.
"Let me see her. She's dead. She's dying," Mrs. Maley cried.
"No, Mrs. Maley. She isn't dying. She'll live," the doctor said.